Taking a bus through snow-clogged streets is fraught with problems. My commute this week after two blizzards here in Boston can attest to that. But at least I can still get on and off the bus where I choose. Not so for riders on a newly reopened bus route in Japan. It traverses the snowy streets of the most contaminated towns around the Fukushima nuclear power plant. Yep, the one crippled by the 2011 earthquake and tsunami. The area around the plant is still off-limits because of radiation, so no getting off in the exclusion zone. The Daily Telegraph's Julian Ryle went for a ride the day the new bus route opened, and he told my colleague Aaron Schachter all about it.
Julian, first of all, why a bus route essentially through nowhere?
I spoke to local authority members there, and the sense is that they want to give people the idea that their homes are being reconnected. They're building a bridge between the north and the south of the exclusion zone. Obviously, these people have not been able to go back into the region for any length of time, for nearly 4 years now. And the local authorities say, we need to build a sense of community again. We need to be able to get people into the feeling that there is hope almost ahead of them. People are able to go in there, but only allowed to stay for a short period of time because the radiation levels are too high. So it's not entirely the first time people have been in there. But as I say, they can't stay very long. And they did want to also give them a better sense of what's going on in the area.
Driving on the bus with these folks, it sounds, I don't know, almost worse that the people got to see their homes.
Certainly there is a sense amongst some people that they wish they hadn't gone almost. They are being taken back to towns and communities where they lived and they had friends and relatives. And it's all gone. Some of them lost people, lost close friends in the tsunami or the earthquake. And it's quite traumatic almost for them to go back and see these places. Also, the homes and the buildings, the coffee shops, the restaurants, the bars, they've all fallen into a very sad state of decay. A lot of the buildings have fallen down. The weight of the snow has brought the roofs down. And it's just pretty desolate in there. But there are others who feel that, you know, the time is coming when they will go back, and they want to see what it's like in there now.
And what was it like to travel through such a dangerous area?
It was really quite eerie at times. There's a lot of security. There's a lot of police around. They've had a problem there with looting. So people will come in from the outside and raid some of these empty houses, these abandoned homes. So there's a high police presence. But people, as I say, can go in for limited amounts of time. People are allowed to go back into their homes to recover possessions. Although, obviously, in many places in there, the radiation is high, but in some areas it's very high. There are hot spots that people really shouldn't linger any length of time at all. There's a thick layer of snow when we were there, and that kept the radiation count down, as I understand it, for the day that I was there. People are trying to go back. They want to go. There is a genuine sense that they want to go back. And I think that the bus service will prove, at least initially, quite popular, but it might trail off after that.
Will people ever be able to go back? Are they looking at homes that they might or towns that they might one day live in again? Or will it be off limits forever and ever?
The government has said that people should be able to go back within 30 years. And that's the timetable that they're working to. And it's almost a target that they've given to local people for hope, for them to be able to go back and to pick up their lives as if nothing happened. There are times when people think that, yes, it will be possible, but there are an awful lot of dark times when people say it will never be possible. And, of course, people who've lost their businesses, their careers, and their homes in the area will find it very hard to restart again.
And finally, Julian, you say when you were there the snow kind of kept the radiation level down, but it still must be a little frightening to be driving through on the bus. Is there some kind of meter or something so you know what you're experiencing when you're on this route?
I understand that we were going to be exposed to 1.2 microsieverts of radiation, which, when you compare it to taking a flight over a long time, isn't a great deal. But I wouldn't like to have stayed in there for much longer, and I'm hoping that things get better rather than sooner and I don't have to keep going back there as a journalist.
That was the Daily Telegraph's Julian Ryle telling my colleague Aaron Schachter about the new bus service that allows people to visit the exclusion zone around the crippled Fukushima nuclear power plant in Japan.